Hey, 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 what's up, beautiful people? Kings and queens, happy Friday. Hey, Soar Radio family, how are you doing? So Lady Ball Show is getting ready to come on, and I want you to keep it up to the station, because why? Why should we, Veronica? Because I'm going to be premiering a new song from independent artist Jerius Cook. Song is entitled Dreams. And then I'm going to be dropping, giving you a little updates. And I feel like it's been forever since the last time I spoke with you. So keep it locked right here.
What's going on, guys? This is independent recording artist Jerius Cook, and you can find me on Instagram at Jerius Cook Music. And you are tuned into the sounds of the Lady Ball Show with the one and only Veronica Charnell.
What's up, everybody? It's Courtney Williams with Life is Court on YouTube, and you're listening to The Lady Ball Show with Veronica Charnell.
Well, hello, everybody. How are you doing? Two kings and queens, how is everybody feeling? We're getting closer to Christmas, and we're getting closer to having a new president in the United States. I like to make sure I say the United States because Soar Radio is an international radio station. I'm sure it's being heard around the world. So I want to shout out to all of the shows and all the radio personalities on Soar Radio. I've been praying for you and hope God will bless you even the more in the year and in the years to come. I want to make sure I say that. How is everybody else doing? Thank you. Thank you for tuning into the Lady Ball Show. I appreciate it. I really do. So, Seasoned Saints, I will never forget to call you. If I forget to call out the Seasoned Saints, somebody send me a message on the Lady Ball Show Facebook page or on the Instagram handle and say, Veronica, I was listening to you and you didn't shout out the Seasoned Saints. Because, child, I must not be feeling good, or I'm high in the spirit of song. I like my Seasoned Saints. I will say this. I will be so happy when a moving truck finally rolls up by the White House. I believe they're going to have breaking news on CNN, and I want to be tuning in. If I say breaking news, a moving truck has just pulled up at the White House, I will say, oh, glory to God. That make me want to speak tongues. So how many of you been actually going to the malls and the stores buying your Christmas gifts? Or have you joined everybody else in the online shopping? Online, a lot of retailers are doing awesome online. But it's like going into the stores is pretty scarce. It's pretty scarce. And I kind of feel that's probably also what's contributing to the high unemployment rate in the United States. We know about the COVID stuff, going to talk about that and a little bit of some updates with me I would like to share with everybody. But first, I'm going to get into the music. I'm going to be playing some of that Demarcus Kelly, that Forever song that I like. The artist that I imagine, Jerius Cook, released a new single on his birthday. His birthday was December 16th. This song is called Dreams. It was made to inspire, encourage, and empower everybody to keep working towards your dreams, even in a pandemic. Some people I've been seeing on Facebook has been blessed. I see new cars. I see homeowners. Okay. I see people have gotten unexpected checks. I see nonprofit organizations being blessed. I see people in 2020 in a pandemic leaving their jobs and becoming a full-time self-employee, a full-time entrepreneur. Can we give God a hand clap up and a la praise? That's how I like to say it, a hand clap up and a la praise. I have my own way of doing things. I try to be me and nobody else. So I'm getting to the music, and then I'll be back to chat with everyone a little bit later.
to worship tonight. Come on, put your hands together.
Need another reason. I just need a chance to show my appreciation. 'Cause you love me like no one else can. I dare not let this moment pass me by. When I think of your love from my soul, this song cries. Ah, Father, you are worthy of my praise for the rest of my day. Yeah. I will worship. I will bless your holy name. You'll always have my praise. You'll always have my praise.
I got your love. Throwback to before I knew it. my mind's made up. I'ma stay prayed up. It's been a long week. I don't wanna have to wait till Sunday.
All right, everybody, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. So, I want to introduce to you a new song that Jarius Cook wrote. It's amazing how he did it. He has some wisdom tooth removed, and it had to wire his mouth shut. During that time, he did sing the chorus part of it. And then when they took the wires out, he was able to sing the entire song. But you couldn't even tell that his mouth was wired shut. But this song, Dreams, if you listen to the words, he's encouraged you to keep moving, keep pushing. This is how he feels. He's opening up his heart. He's being transparent. And he's also talking about the things that he has experienced and what he have heard as he's on his journey, his musical career, to get where he would like to be. So without further ado, I'd like for everyone to listen to this song by Jarius Cook. Look him up on all digital platforms where you stream your music at. And if you like it, you know, download the song. But I would really like for everyone to hear it because he reminds me of the 90s music with that good, clean, feel-good music. All right, here we go.
Baby. I've been thinking about all my dreams. And I hope one day I can say that I achieved all my dreams, basically. Yeah. I've been focused on what I want. I need to breathe, don't exceed my hopes and dreams. Now I'm just playing, I'm playing. Naysayers tried to come through, tried to drag me down with the excuse. Much too hard, get a real job. Take what you can get. Ooh, I really don't subscribe to living a life that ain't really mine. To try to impress to gain the upside. Let's take the road that's less tried. I don't want a reality that's linked to the pains of mediocrity. And so we strive for greater possibility and reach beyond what comforts me. All my dreams, yeah.
Light reflecting in your eyes. Ooh, I love the way they shine. Cocoa by the fireside. Nothing could be better than this night with you. Wrapping paper on the floor. Carolers outside the door. So much to be thankful for. Nothing could be better than this night with you. Baby, I believe in dreams and the joy the season brings. You and me. There's magic around the world and at my heart does more with every smile. Baby, honey, sugar, you know I love you even more at Christmas time. I'll kiss you anyway. There's mistletoe up everywhere. Baby, honey, sugar, you know I love you even more at Christmas time. Up like Eskimos, squeeze you tight just so you know. I keep you warm, I keep you cozy close. Nothing could be better than this night with you. Making angels in the snow, seeing you live just lets me know. Happiness is everywhere we go. Nothing could be better than this night with you. Baby, I believe in dreams and the joy the season brings. You and me. Sugar, you know I love you even more at Christmas time. I'll kiss you anyway. There's mistletoe up everywhere. Baby, honey, sugar, you know I love you even more at Christmas
everybody. I hope you enjoyed listening to Jarius Cook's latest single called Dreams. The song I played after that was by Kelly Rowland. Kelly Rowland, that song is entitled to her Christmas single, Love You More at Christmas Time. I don't hardly get to hear that much, so I definitely wanted to play that on my show. I like it. I like what Kelly Rowland is doing, and congrats on her second pregnancy. So there has been talked about COVID all year long, and people are going to continue talking about it until it's completely gone out of the United States and the world, right? Well, the Washington Post said that another company has been given the green light by the Food and Drug Administration Advisory Committee Thursday, paving the way for authorization of a second shot aim as basically trying to pitch a fork in stopping this pandemic that has killed nearly 310,000 people in the United States. We're not even going to call out the figure, how it affected so many people around the world. So you have to take this shot twice. So I heard. I know I probably can't take it right now because I'm not a healthcare professional, which I don't want to be the first group to take it. I'm waiting. Some people may be like, ain't nobody going to turn into no mutant or nothing like that. But I'm waiting to see who's going to turn into a mutant. I'm waiting to see who's going to get them massive side effects. That's what I'm basically waiting. It's just that I'm concerned about the side effects. when it comes to millions and thousands of people, a couple of hundreds, a couple of this, a couple of that, it's not good. It's not good enough for me. I'm concerned about the side effects and what may happen to me. And I have a little jokey joke. I'm waiting to see. And I said, let me say it again. I have a little jokey joke. It may not be funny to you, but it's okay. I'm waiting to see who's going to turn into a gremlin. For those of you who's too young to know what gremlin is, because I caught the reruns. I did. I was not grown when the gremlins came out. I was a little girl and I discovered gremlins from my way older sisters. But I'm ready to see who's going to turn into Gizmo or whoever, especially that gremlin, the head gremlin with the little mohawk with the white in the middle. I'm waiting to see, you know, what's going to happen. How effective is it? It's not 100%. I mean, is there anything that mankind make that's 100%? No. Only thing is 100 is God. I understand that. But still, I'm waiting to see what's going to happen. And it's probably going to be a while before I will be able to take it. Probably going to be a while before somebody try to holler at me and say, you're up to take the vaccine. I'm like, huh? What? What you say now? Me speak no English. Me speak no English. I don't know. It's not just one shot, baby. It's two shots, okay? So I'm looking to see what's going to happen with the first round. Then what's going to happen in the second round? And how effective is it? It'd be sad, man. You take that shot and you start taking off your mask and wham, you get sick. So I will probably continue wearing my mask as well. Because a little jokey joke, I just visualized a doctor and some nurse. They got to take it first. And then you a patient and you crying out for the doctor or nurse and you hear a little growling in the background. You like, nurse? And you're like, row, row, row. Is that the nurse? Who is that? Baby, your nurse done turned into a mutant after taking that shot. I'm just saying, what if something happened? I know people are like, Veronica, you know that's not going to happen. But I had a flashback. Look up that movie, The Return of the Living Dead. I just had a flashback. All them folk, you know, like something like that taking place. I ain't got time for that. I don't have time for that. There's another thing I want to tell everybody. There's this thing that I have recently got into. I'm glad to announce that I'm also a contributor and a writer for two publications, not one, two publications on the Medium platform. And one publication is called Better Advice. The other one is called The Shadow. So that means that, you know, when I write a story or feature someone, I have the ability to submit my story for them to review. And if they like it, hopefully they will. And it's what they're looking for. Meets the requirements, because everything still has to go through an approval through the editors. Then they can post it. What that means, these publications carry a lot of viewers, a lot of readers. So you get more publicity, more exposure. It's just featuring people. The same thing that I'm doing now, interviewing, featuring. I just be doing it still, but in written form. I still love to talk about lifestyle, entertainment, and business, and I still like to talk about the Word of God. That the Word of God, that would never change. But if anyone is interested in being featured, then I need you to contact me. You can actually, you know what? You can send an email to moneyinfo@gmail.com if you're interested in it. But I'm excited and that I have this additional platform to do that. I'm also want to let you know I sold something. There's a new company, a new record label. They call themselves like a boutique record label. I guess because they consider it to be smaller. It's called VG. V as in Victor. I always do this. V as in Victor. G as in girl. And the word Bae. So BAE Music Group. That's their Instagram handle. They are a boutique record label based out of Houston, Texas. And the two founders, the two owners, are actually artists themselves. So they think about it. They're smart. Releasing music on your own label. Hey. And they're actually also connected From what I have seen with one of their artists, I believe. Hold on, because I really like her, how she sound. Tatiana Barrett's. One of their artists, it looked like the label actually is connected with E1 Nashville. So basically that's Entertainment One. But Entertainment One is an entertainment company that is structured in different countries as well as different states. So one is in Nashville, and they mostly like deal with the gospel part of it. And there's some in Los Angeles. I believe there's two in Nashville, actually. I'm not mistaken. The majority of them is in Los Angeles, California. I'm just saying California because it may be in a different one, may be outside of Los Angeles. And so they're affiliated with them. And I was just looking over their story, reviewing them, and I like what I saw. Featured them on the platform that I'm writing for. And I just love to do stuff like that. I really do. And people may be thinking, well, you know, I need to put myself out there first. I need to push myself. You do. And you are. When you bless somebody else, your name is in the mix. Not only are you sowing good seeds, okay? Because whatsoever a man soweth, so shall he reap. You're also blessing them. You know God gonna turn around and have somebody bless you, especially whenever you do something out of the goodness of your heart. You can't fail. You can't lose by doing good and helping people. I believe that's needed more now with all of the stuff that we have been through as a whole this year alone, with the suppression, with the systematic racism, with all this, and then all this stuff we have heard. I want to say another word, but I'm gonna keep it holy and say stuff. When it comes to the politics, political, and the White House, instead of causing separation, instead of saying blue states, red states, help somebody. Instead of saying poorly run Democratic communities and then trying to figure out why you lost the election, I think I'm going to go there. The route of helping somebody. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. So we, especially in the, I don't know about the other cultures that, you know, but Black community, African American community, and some don't even call themselves Black. So whatever community you find yourself in, you can help somebody. Help somebody. So when people talk about how God is blessing them, how God is bringing them out, and people's giving them money and donating, don't hate on them. That's a blessing. Okay, one day somebody may do that to you. So check out that music group. And the new record label that I just called out is VGM Bay Music Group. And they were totally surprised that I featured them. That I'm telling you, all of them started following me on Instagram. And they were just like, oh my God, doesn't it feel good when somebody see your work and they looking at you? No, you're not a super duper star. Yet. Can somebody look to their neighbor and say, yet? But you don't want to say, well, I'm not this, I'm not that. You don't want to speak that. You say, well, I'm not this yet. I may not be rich yet. I mean, especially with those things that is pleasing to God. Stay with me. If you know God is against it, there is no need for you to sit there and say yet. And God has not said a word. Jesus is mute and the Holy Ghost don't turn his head. Don't. You got the Trinity saying, like sitting there and not even confirming what you're saying. Now, I'm saying, you know, if those things that you've been seeking God for, and or he's been talking to you about, you don't have your vision, you don't have your dream, and you still don't see no way. And all of a sudden, you're coming out of a dry spell, and all of a sudden, somebody sees something, and they say, hey, they feature you, they want to interview you, they want to do this, they want to do that. So I want to say that little bit. I'm going to get into the music because I want to talk about how we should, going into the new year, support each other more, push each other more, and not let flesh or that little devil that's trying to play mind games with you control your actions, because there's no good thing in flesh, according to what the scripture says. There's no good thing in flesh. If seasoned saints, am I right or wrong? Am I right or wrong? Do I have a church member that's totally against what I'm saying and want to be debatable? Well, if I don't, praise the Lord, saints. Let me get into the music and I'll be back later, y'all.
It's called
I'm gonna get to know you better when this Christmas and the family's gonna trim the tree. Tracy to Wanda, Trina, Tamar, and Missy and Mikey. This Christmas, fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night.
fall, and that's why I'm pressing towards the mark. Cause the calling on my life is worth fighting for, and I'll keep my mind stayed on you, Jesus, because the peace it brings is worth fighting for, and I'll be faithful to my wife and children, because my family is worth fighting for. No, this world is not my home, but your kingdom here is worth fighting for. I got a mansion over in glory, and my new home is worth fighting for. Till I see it, I'll shout out hallelujah here, cause my praise is worth fighting for. Hallelujah, 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 life with you is worth fighting.
Everybody, once again, I'm gonna say it because I just like saying this. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. So I had to play some the Braxtons Christmas song. Yes, I did. I took it back and I played Brian Courtney's Wilson song that I really love so much, still do. I know he got new content out, but sometimes, can we go back just a tad bit? And then there's an independent artist, Alicia Brandon, Lord You Promise. I kind of like that. So I like the part that says, I believe your word is true, and I believe you will do everything you say. Everything you say, yeah. I can flow with that. I may not sound like the old school Whitney Houston or Toni Braxton, but I have my own little voice. No, I'm not going to say little. I have my own voice that the Lord has given me. But I like that song. And I also like to play certain people's songs, especially when the Lord lead me to play their song, or when he leads me to interview them, feature them. I say, okay, I got to do it. I got to grab them. There's a reason why this person or their music or their project is coming to my mind. So I hope you guys enjoy the show. I hope you enjoy the show. I like to keep it smooth, relaxed, chill, and cool in the good Lord's name. So on Instagram, you can follow a couple of handles. You can follow Monet Management. It's on Instagram and on Facebook. You can follow The Lady Ball Show. It's on Facebook as well as Instagram. And you can also follow my personal account. It's I_AmLadyVeronica. Like how I said, I am. Like making a declaration, which is true. Wait a minute. I was thinking about changing my handle. You know what I was thinking about? Can I share something with y'all? That's why I said, wait a minute. I was thinking about changing my Instagram handle to something else. But since I like how that thing flows, I think I'm going to keep a little bit longer on Instagram as I_AmLadyVeronica. Amen. There was something else I want you guys to also check out. Oh, yeah. Cultivating the Lux Lifestyle podcast. It is on Apple Music, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Spotify, CastBox, a whole bunch of podcast platforms. Feel free to check out my content there. And once again, if you're coming a little late, I did mention earlier in the show that I am also considered contributor, writer for two publications. If you're interested in being featured or want some more information, of course, you can see my work on Instagram, because it is posted there on my Instagram platform, so people can see my work and see who I discuss. But I could always give you the link and you can also go and read the article. But you want to email MonetInfo@gmail.com. And you know what? I have to get on down and get where I need to go. I hope everyone have an awesome weekend. I hope everyone what's coming up next week? Oh my God. As we get closer and closer to Christmas, it's going to get busier and busier. You know? Busy and busier. I can only pray as well, going as I get ready to do my benediction, is that these COVID cases and all these Americans that are passing away, these numbers will decrease. The other night I heard 6,000 died in one day in the United States. That's somebody's family member. So there's people are suffering in so many ways. And let's also pray for our federal government, that God will be in the midst. And I'm also going to pray that God will send an angel and thoroughly sterilize the White House from that COVID. that been spread in that White House. Oh, I have nothing in my throat. That I do that to keep myself from saying something that my flesh may want me to say. But y'all pray for me now. Pray for me now. What do we usually say in the old school church? I'm gonna bring it back if no one says it. Seasoned saints, back me up on this. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another. You pray for me and I pray for you the best way I know how. I don't hear that like I used to. why. Okay, y'all, see y'all next week. Smooches.